Roundtable. Connect the dots. Paints the picture. Debates the big issues. Every day from 1 to 2 p.m. on Easy FM.
You are listening to Roundtable. A recent online survey has shown that over half of the respondents think that mathematics is too hard to learn, even in the primary school level. Do you agree with that? And also, why should we devote so much of our energy into learning maths? And that is one thing that I think most Chinese people can resonate with. Guys, would you tell me more about what's going on with this survey talking about math being so difficult first?
Well, recently, the 21st Century Education Institute and The Paper, a Chinese news organization, launched an online survey on why we learn math and how hard we should learn in mathematics. Altogether, more than 4,700 netizens answered the survey, and the results has been released, saying that over half of the respondents think math is difficult or very difficult to learn, no matter it's in primary, secondary, or high school. At the same time, what's interesting about this survey is that the interesting or fortunate thing is, although over half of the respondents think math is difficult to learn, 54% of respondents like the subject, 30% like it very much, and only 15% out of the respondents dislike the subject.
So the thing is, that's great that we've got a scope to show how many people find the subject of maths difficult and how many people like it. But just going back to what Luo Yu said at the very beginning, the survey is about why we learn math. And that's the question they pose. That's the question they're trying to answer. I read a fantastic research paper on the BBC a while back, and I went back and read it again this morning because of this topic. And the British government did a great study that showed the correlation between mathematics and income. And they found that on average in the United Kingdom, two people that, if you compare people that have a good grade at maths at the age of 10 and someone that doesn't have good math grades at the age of 10, the person that was good at maths on average will make 7% more at the age of 30 than the person bad at maths, regardless of them being in the same industry. Mm-hmm. It's essentially saying, if me and Luo Yu, we have the same job, right? If I was good at maths at 10 and he was bad, it would be expected for me to at least be making, on average, 7% more than him, despite doing the same job.
Mm.
And it was a huge study done by the British government. Anyone can find it if you go to Google, type in, I don't know, British research, maths, income, BBC, it will come up. And it showed why we learn maths. It really does benefit you in life. People often think, well, if I do a degree in maths, I'll have to work in finance, or I'll have to be an accountant, or I'll have to do a job that's related to numbers. No. Modern research shows that if you're good at maths, regardless of what you do, even if it's not a math-related job, it will benefit you in your career and in terms of your income.
That's really interesting.
Definitely. I have something to say because I think math is the quantitative way to measure everything in the universe, both real, like the nature we're talking about, or the abstract things like money. So without knowing math, how can you really know about anything in the world, literally? You know, it's not only about the calculus or, you know, calculation of radius or diameters or the shaded area of the triangle stuff. It's about nurturing your thoughts and improve your overall thinking. And with the overall thinking, for one thing, well, practically speaking, it can be applied in a lot of future professions, like any science or engineering subjects you're going to study in the future, like mechanical engineering, chemical engineering, electrical engineering, all those stuff related to engineering. You have to have a very solid math background.
And also, I think it kind of, the subject helps develop you, how you are and how you think about things in general. Because remember, maths, regardless of how difficult, is always going to be based on logic. You know, 1 + 1 is always going to be 2. It's never going to be three. And then it also, the other great thing about the subject is it really helps develop people's problem-solving skills. And that can be applied to almost anything. You know, if we have a problem with the microphone, if we have a problem with our producer, I mean, that would never happen, or our PE, you want people in your radio station that are good at keeping calm and solving problems. And that's stuff that you do develop when you're studying maths. It's just in a different medium. So I think the general skills that you get from the subject, the qualities, there's just so many of them. It's just something that, despite being difficult, it's something that we should be pushing the younger generations to do.
And talking about pushing people to study math and excel in it, China has been doing that since forever. And I think Chinese students sometimes have like math fever or something. Mm. And is it really doing us that good? That much good? I do have a question there. I think certainly studying math, getting, you know, all logical and training your mind to think in a logical way, all those things, yeah, that's great. But it's not the kind of quality that you can't get by studying some other stuff. Math is not the only road to Rome in that sense.
But it is the mother of every science subject.
Yes, and I actually do agree with her, Yam, because, well, I suck at maths. I'm terrible. Like, I really am. If you were hoping for me to solve a math problem to save your life, I'd be busy ordering your gravestone. It just, I'm that bad at the subject. And but it is a regret of mine. It's not something I say proudly. It's something I wish I was better at. But like He Yang, I do think to myself, well, I know these foundation skills are important, but I also realize that math for me isn't the best medium to learn it. So I also am thinking of other alternatives I could study as opposed to studying maths extensively. Because you've got to work to your strengths.
Right. Yeah, probably there are some alternative subjects, for example, physics or chemistry, but you have a foundation in mathematics, am I right? At the same time, you know, one thing I'm not quite... I don't like about the Chinese education system is that we can't use calculators in school. And I think my stance is quite simple in this regard. If you have mastered the algorithm behind how to make this simple computation, you can resort to calculators, probably at the secondary school level. I mean, not like in our Chinese system. Even a lot of college students cannot use calculators in their exams, and I think it's totally rubbish.
Oh, in the UK, we have two math exams at GCSE level. We have the calculator and the non-calculator exam in the UK. Mm-hmm. And the calculator exam are questions designed to still push students despite having access to a calculator.
Yeah, I think certainly using the calculator or not is kind of an interesting subject when we talk about mathematics education, especially testing, as I think what the UK, for example, here, since, you know, we have Sam here in the studio, I think the calculation bit has sort of been decided by the authorities is not something you have to do with your brain. You don't need to waste your brain power on that because a calculator machine can do it perfectly.
Right.
But in China, it's like you need to really work your brain muscles and really work your calculation skills.
I mean, it's all about mental arithmetic, 心算口算.
But the advantage to that is Chinese students that come to Britain, they feel godlike. They know that the subject material in the UK is ridiculously easy for them because they're used to a much harder system.
That's yeah, and true. Our WeChat listeners, Abin, Yonggan de Shan Shan, and someone else, I can't find you, sorry, right now, that you all say you don't like math and you are not very good at it, and you suffered from mathematics being such a primary and important part of testing and judging how good a student you are. I think that's a valid point, and that should be changed. You're listening to Roundtable. Bye for now.